Hi listeners, I'm Stella from the Auroville Radio, and today I'm here at Svidam to join a laughter yoga session. Next to me we have Fif, a certified laughter yoga teacher from Canada, and she will tell us a bit about the philosophy behind laughter yoga. Fif, what is laughter yoga?
Laughter yoga is a combination of laughter exercises, deep breathing or pranayama, visualization, and a whole lot of fun. So we combine all these things to get the most benefit for yourself and everyone around you.
Can you tell us about the history of it?
Sure, absolutely. Laughter yoga started in 1995 with a medical doctor named Dr. Madan Kataria. And Dr. Kataria is actually right here in India. So it started in Mumbai in a park. So at about 2 o'clock in the morning, Dr. Kataria was writing a paper on the effects of laughter and the benefits of laughter. And he suddenly thought, oh, hello, why am I writing about it? I need to physically go out and make it happen. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, do you think he woke his wife up? No, not a good thing. So he waited until 7, and his wife and 3 other friends got together, and they went to a park in Juhu Beach. And they started to tell jokes, they did comedy, they did all sorts of things. And within 2 weeks, there was about 60 people that all gathered together, and they laughed, and they felt so fabulous. However, at the end of the 2 weeks, 2 of the women started to get a little disgruntled, and they were saying, you know, the jokes are getting stale, they're getting sexist, I don't like this anymore. But he knew that he had a really fabulous thing happening, and so he said, wait. And he said, let me go and sleep on it. So he went home, and in his inimitable way, I can't say that word, inimitable way, he said, it came from up. And he had divine inspiration. And he thought, I don't need a reason to laugh. I can laugh. We can all laugh for absolutely no reason at all and still get the same benefits of good, hearty laughter. So where does the yoga come into this? Partly it's through the breath work and through the pranayama. So his wife was a hatha yoga teacher. She said, let's combine the two. Because when you laugh, it's the easiest way to expel all that stale air and to inhale all that wonderful, good, clean air. So I gave you a little more than your question, but that, in essence, was how laughter yoga started. So it started in 1995. It's now in about 70 countries around the world, and thousands of laughter clubs and one-on-one sessions and radio sessions are happening everywhere in the world.
So what exactly is your physical and mental benefit?
Wow. There's a lot of physical and mental benefits that have been documented. So they've actually done research studies on laughter. Okay, so just in a nutshell, I mean, we can get extremely scientific about it, and perhaps we will another time. But just for right now, it increases the oxygen to your brain. So, of course, when it increases the oxygen to your brain, you think better, you think clearer, you become more creative. So this is exceptionally good for school children. It's good for people who need to think creatively, think outside the box. And for business people, corporate people, what happens is your bottom line gets better, your productivity increases. So right from school children to those others that are in the work life or in corporate America, Canada, or corporate India. From a physical benefit, it increases the endorphins. So those are your feel-good cells. So if you're feeling sluggish or yucky, if you start to laugh, those yucky feelings sort of dissipate. Sorry, I'm using real interesting
That's
language.
Okay.
Yucky. It reduces stress. When you're feeling extremely stressed, if you can take some time to laugh, you'll feel the stress just vanish, right? It improves.
But if I'm stressed, I don't feel like laughing, do I?
Not always. So this is why we do laughter exercises. So laughter yoga is not necessarily about the comedy. It's about the exercise. Suppose you're in an office and someone is absolutely stressing you out and you cannot deal with it. We have what's called cell phone laughter. So you have to make sure your cell phone is off when you do this. Otherwise, it's rather ridiculous if you're laughing and your cell phone rings. So you go out somewhere in a park or maybe the washroom, the toilet, and your phone rings, or you imagine it's on silent, it rings. You pick up the phone and you pretend someone is laughing or telling you a joke, and you just start laughing.
Are you good in it?
And you'll discover after about 30 seconds, it raises your mood. So yeah, you may not want to laugh when you're stressed, but you find ways. And if you practice laughter daily for a few minutes each day, either by yourself or in a group, you'll have these techniques so that you will be able to laugh really and feel those real strong benefits for laughter.
You're a laughter yoga teacher. What happens in your sessions? What do you do in a session?
First of all, I cater each session to whoever I'm doing it for. So, for example, if I'm doing it with a group of kindergarten students, we don't do Visa Bill laughter because they don't understand what a Visa Bill laughter is. But we might do animal laughter. We might laugh like a hippopotamus. We might laugh like a woodpecker or a snake. If I'm doing it for corporate people, I'll do a different style of laughter. So everything is catered and custom made. But essentially, I will always start with a warm up and we'll start with greeting laughter. So instead of saying namaste, I'll just go. And then I'll go to the next person and laugh.
Well, that's fun.
And we'll continue to do this for maybe about a minute. And at the end, we'll put our hands together and we'll clap and we'll go, very good, very good, yay! And what that does is it anchors those feel-good feelings into your body. It's called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
How do I get the best benefit? Do I have to practice every day in every situation when I'm stressed? Or do I have to attend your classes?
That's a very good question, and I think it depends on the person. For me to get the best benefit is to be able to laugh every day. Now, obviously, if you can laugh with a group of people every day in the morning, that sets your day up. Just 15, 20 minutes of sustained, hearty laughter gives you those good medical benefits. If you cannot get a group of people together to laugh, you can laugh with someone over the telephone. We actually have this in America, and I believe in parts of Europe, where you can phone in and you can laugh with people. If you're laughing by yourself, there's various exercises that you can do so that you can just laugh by yourself. And, you know, of course, at first you feel absolutely ridiculous. I've been teaching this for 6 years. I still feel ridiculous sometimes. But that's good, is it not?
So
laugh by yourself and you breathe. We do specific breathings and that helps as well.
So let's just make a sort of a loose circle and imagine there's a beautiful flower bush in the middle. And we have gorgeous flowers around here everywhere. And you can smell any kind of scent you want. The operative thing first to do is to exhale all the stale air out of your lungs through your mouth, like. Then you reach out, you pull in the scent of that flower through your nose, let it suspend, then release it. Right arm, pull it in. So delicious, both arms, pull it in. Once more.
Do the participants like it?
Yes, they do. Every once in a while, I may get someone who is shy or this isn't their thing or it gets a little too loud. But the majority of people, I would say 98% of people, really do enjoy it because it allows themselves, they allow themselves to get out of their shell. They can be childlike again, not childish, but childlike. And you feel that joy, you feel that spirit, and good heavens, laughter is contagious. You know, if one person starts laughing, soon you have a whole lot of people laughing hysterically.
Hi, Ginger. You also joined the laughter yoga session?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did like it. It was pretty crazy.
Crazy like what?
Crazy like a lot of people laughing a lot, which is like not something you would maybe do on a regular basis with a lot of eye contact, which people aren't usually very comfortable with for long periods of time, but you can see sort of people getting comfortable as they do it, which is interesting and I think positive.
How do you feel now?
Warm and good. Pretty good. Actually, my abdominals feel a little bit tense. I think I haven't laughed so much in a long time that they're out of shape.
Jürgen, how did you like it?
It was a completely new experience for me. I thought it was fun, but I also find it difficult to just not care about other people and let go, you know, just laugh. That's difficult, but it was fun.
A bit embarrassing at the beginning, but then I just let myself be a child and make fun of it.
I found it funny and amusing for about the first 20 minutes, and then it became an effort.
An effort?
An effort, yes. And I didn't find it particularly funny.
How do you feel now?
I feel fine, yes. It was very enjoyable to take part, but say after a while, it was no longer funny.
I actually cried. Yeah, it was good.
It was good?
Yeah, like I came maybe 10 minutes late, but more or less it was no problem to join. In the beginning it feels like, oh, you think that's like a little bit stupid. Like you act like a monkey, literally. And yeah. But yeah.
And after it changes?
It changes, yeah, like as everybody does it. Like everybody doing the same stuff. Yeah, it's like a group dynamic thing.
I really liked it. I feel really good. I feel light. I feel good. And it was a positive experience, yeah.
So will you ever come back and do it again?
I'm not so sure.
Why not?
I think it was a great experience, but I'm not sure if I want to repeat it, because I maybe found that I didn't get as much out of it that I thought I would.
What did you expect to get?
Probably more joy than I thought I would, but it didn't actually probably induce me to laugh as much as I thought it would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was my opinion.
Hi, Rosie. The session is over. How did you like it?
Oh, very much. It was wonderful. We were laughing a lot, and it was very, very nice. And I feel now like light and joyful and happy. It's great, great.
How does your body feel?
Light and I don't know. Very well.
Do you want to do it once again?
Ah, maybe I'm thinking about the section that will take place next week. Who knows?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Physically demanding, you get very tired afterwards, but it's well worth it, every effort.
Well, it's not the first time I saw and participated in that, so I like it a lot, of course.
It was something to work on. Yes.
Fifth. Can you tell me the changes you see or notice when people arrive and when they leave?
You know, it all depends on the person. Everything is very individual, so I'm going to describe this generally, what I see. Sometimes people may come in with apprehension if they've never done this before. You know, am I going to look ridiculous? Am I going to feel stupid? I don't know. So there's a little bit of apprehension. Within minutes of starting a laughter yoga session, that dissipates and they start to feel the real inner joy, that inner spirit. They begin to mingle more with people, and more often than not, by the end of the session, they've totally relaxed. All their stresses are gone, or at least a good majority of their stresses are gone, because not only do we do the laughter, we'll usually end with a guided visualization. So it's like in yoga, you do savasana, you lay down, we take everything that we've done, all the wonderful laughter that we've done, and you release it. You release it out into the universe. And then you bring all that laughter right back into you, so that when you stand up, you feel peaceful, you feel relaxed. And we usually end by giving gratitude and thanks. And then we usually end with, very good, yay. So I'm the happiest person in the world. I am the healthiest person in the world. And I love being me. And so it encompasses everything. So more often than not, they usually end and leave feeling very good about themselves.
Oh, sounds beautiful. Do you have any interesting stories that happened in your class?
As a medical clown, often I work one-on-one with people. And I was actually in an airport in Chicago when I received a phone call from a parent. And I answered my phone, and my medical clown name is Jumpa. And Jumpa means special, loving, kind friend in Tibetan. And so I answered the phone, and this father said, Jumpa, can you please come and see my son? I don't think he's going to make it. And this was a child that I'd been visiting for a while, and he had cancer. And so I was just taken aback by this news, and I said, well, can I speak to your son? And I'll just call him Alex for now. That's not his real name. But I said, can I speak to Alex? And so he gave me the telephone, and I said, hey, dudester, how are you doing? And he said, not so good. And I said, well, this is Jumpa. Would you like to laugh? And he said, sure. And I said, okay. And this particular child is Buddhist. And I said, who would you like to invite? And he said, the Buddhas. And I said, great. What color? And he said, red and yellow and green. So he mentioned all the different colors of Buddhas. So here I am at the airport. Sorry, I said I was in Chicago. I was actually in Houston. And so I'm there and I start laughing. And I'm, of course, when you're at an airport, there's no privacy at all. And so I'm backing up and laughing. And he's laughing as well. And soon the people around me are starting to laugh, and I'm feeling quite self-conscious. And I'm going, okay, Alex, now let's breathe. And so we did this for maybe 2 or 3 minutes. And then he got tired, and I just ended the session. And I said, so would you like me to phone you again tomorrow? And he said, yes, please. And so I phoned him the next day, and the next day, and the next day after that. And so I ended up phoning him the entire time I was gone. And then when I came back, I went in to see him, and we started to laugh one-on-one in his room. And so this happened for about 3 months, and he just got better and better. Soon he was going home on day passes. And then about a week at the end of March, he was readmitted into the hospital, and it wasn't so good this time. And it was on my birthday, April the 6th, at about 10 o'clock at night, his dad phoned and said, he's not going to make it. Will you come and see him now? And I did. I went there at 10 o'clock at night, and he was not responding anymore. But I said the same thing. I said, hey, Alex, do you want to laugh? And I pretended in my mind that he was filled with joy. And so I did just a very quiet, beautiful laughter session there in intensive care. And I imagined everything, offering, he loved cookies, so he would offer the Buddhas cookies and pepperoni pizza, vegetarian pepperoni pizza. And we laughed, and I said my goodbyes to him. And the next day, as I was doing another laughter session for a Buddhist temple, and I shared the story, we raised him up and laughed him up into the heavens, and he passed away. And then his mother and father asked me if I would be willing to be a part of his memorial service.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was quite taken aback, and I said, yes, of course, thinking they would want me to speak maybe 1 or 2 minutes on what I did with this little boy. And so I went to their house, and they said, well, what we would like you to do is we would like you to facilitate and MC the entire memorial service, and will you please use laughter? So they asked me to do laughter yoga, and there was about 300 people in the facility all laughing, and we raised up the roof and we did his favorite laughters. And to this day, people remember that because it was a joyful way to take such a sad thing, but to remember the joy and the beauty and the love and laughter and the community that this little boy brought together.
Thank you for sharing this story. I've heard that you're giving a longer workshop next week. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Next week, Daria, who is with Svidam, she's in Svidam, and many Orvillians know Daria, she's been here for many years, we are doing a certified laughter yoga leader training. So she was just trained as a laughter yoga teacher with my teacher, who is the founder, Dr. Madan Kataria, and I've been teaching for 6 years now. So it will go from, I think, 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock, but we're going to be talking about the philosophy of laughter, how laughter yoga came to be, some of the pioneers in laughter. You may know of, that wonderful doctor, what's his name, Patch Adams, who was the clown that went to various places. So how he and some scientists, Lee Burke, brought laughter to the forefront with research. We're going to talk about how you lead a laughter yoga session, what the benefits are, how do you do laughter with children, with seniors, with people with disabilities? How do you use laughter if you would like to have a career doing laughter? How do you start a laughter yoga club? What is the importance of oxygen? We don't get enough oxygen. So we're going to speak about all of those things, and you're going to practice doing a lot of different laughters. And of course, one of the main purposes of laughter yoga that Dr. Madan Kataria had wanted was he wanted laughter to bring together world peace. So we always laugh for world peace, for harmony, for unity, for tolerance. And I believe our hope here in Oroville is that laughter yoga continues. So my husband Hamish will be here until the end of May, and he'll be doing laughter sessions. Daria will be doing laughter sessions. They'll be doing combined laughter sessions. Hopefully after this laughter yoga leader training, more people will come and do laughter on the beach and various places to bring together the community.
Thank you so much for your answers.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Stella.